Next, Benedict loved nature, The Walking Dead, drawing, reading, and their cat, Zeus. The 16-year-old Ottawa High School student who used they-them pronouns was bullied continuously in school due to being transgender. Their grandmother, Sue Benedict, would encourage them not to listen and rise above the abusers. She told The Independent, a British news source. She would say, quote, "You've got to be strong and look the other way because these people don't know who you are," end quote, although she did not know how bad it had gotten. The bullying incidents began at the beginning of the 2023 school year, just a few months after the Oklahoma governor, Kevin Stitt, signed a bill that required public school students to use bathrooms that matched the sex listed on their birth certificates. The governor, who is currently seeking another term, also approved legislation that restricts transgender girls from participating in female sports teams within public schools and universities. Additionally, he endorsed bills preventing transgender individuals from modifying their gender marker on their birth certificates. The bullying escalated on February 7th, and it turned violent when Nex suffered a severe head injury during a, quote, physical alteration, end quote, in the bathroom, according to the Ottawa Police Department. Sue Benedict informed The Independent that she was called, and when she came to the school that day, she discovered her child with severe injuries, including bruises on their face and eyes, as well as scratches on the back of their head. Next, along with another transgender student, was found in the women's bathroom with three older girls. The police nor an ambulance were called. However, officials said, quote, "out of an abundance of caution, it was recommended to one parent that their student visit a medical facility for further examination," end quote. Thus, Sue Benedict, who had adopted Nex, retrieved her grandson from the school that Wednesday and promptly took Nex to the hospital for an MRI. Nex appeared fine until the next day when they collapsed at home and was rushed back to the hospital. That same day, Nex was pronounced dead. The county police have released limited information and told CNN their investigation is underway and they will provide more insight after the medical examiner's office has determined a cause of death. They continued to say, quote, "it is not known at this time if the latest medical incident is related to the previous incident or not," end quote, meaning previous violent bullying encounters. Nex's funeral took place this past Tuesday, February 20th. It was a closed casket service. A GoFundMe page was made to assist the family in covering funeral expenses. It has raised over $50,000 in contributions. Sue Benedict provided an update on the page, saying, quote, "the remaining funds will be directed towards supporting other children navigating the right to be their authentic selves, all in Nex Benedict's honor," end quote. This is Hayden Stengler with KCSB.